Every so often on Main Menu, I enjoy reviewing programs that I've used and found particularly noteworthy. The program I'm going to review today has been one that's been on my system for just under a year now. When I first downloaded it, it looked very, very promising, but I guess it wasn't too much to write home about at this point. Over the last year, however, this program has evolved. I know that sometimes when I do a review, and I was conscious of this with the MSN Messenger review that was on Main Menu a few weeks ago, I know that it's going to have a major impact and that people will be so blown away with this program that they're likely to adopt it and try it. I feel the same way about this program, except to say that it is a niche market program. It's not going to be for everyone. It does take quite a lot of effort to get it to go, as I will explain shortly. But if you really want the functionality that this program offers, there is no substitute for it that I've found that is as accessible and does such a nice job. So let me tell you a bit about the arena that we're dealing with. We are dealing with the music file arena. We are dealing with the ability to play your digital music in a way that sounds just like a radio station in every respect. By that I mean that there is no gap between the tracks, that there is amazing dynamics processing that gives that amazing punchy sound that you hear on professional radio stations, and there is much more functionality besides that I will introduce. The program is called Otsjuke, that's O-T-S-J-U-K-E, and I'll say from the start that its website is otsjuke.com. It is an Australian product, and it's awesome, to be honest. I just can't speak highly enough of this program. There are some interesting facets with Otsjuke, though, and the one that I should point out at the very beginning is that it does not play MP3 files. Indeed, it does not play any file that you would be familiar with. It is necessary for you to convert your MP3 files to its proprietary .ots, that's .ots format. Now, that may immediately turn some people off, and I must confess, for a long time, it turned me off. I have, over the last week or so, finally taken the plunge and have now converted around about 2,000 of my MP3 files to this .ots format. The conversion process is relatively easy. You just have to run a command line-based conversion utility. Now, there is a conversion utility that runs under Windows. I have had some difficulty with that. It may be that I'm thick, but I don't seem to be able to get that to work terribly well with any screen reader that I have. It's possible that I just need to sit down with it a bit more and have a play, in which case if you look at this program and you decide to do that, you get it to work, let us know how it works. Nevertheless, the command line option that you can run from a DOS box is just fine. Why do they use this format? Why isn't it possible just to play your MP3 files directly? I don't really know the answer to that, except that this is a complete DJ solution, and they do allow you to include all sorts of graphic artistry. The OTS files will, in fact, allow you to store an entire album in one file, and you can still separate the individual tracks within an album. So that's pretty good, for example, if you're a professional DJ and you want to include an entire album in one file and then make your selections. Another advantage is that the OTS format is slightly smaller than MP3 files. Now, if you have 2,000 MP3 files that you're going to convert over, you do notice the space saving, and there is definitely no loss of sound quality in the process. So that is a nice little thing. You'll get a little bit of disk space back if you convert your MP3 files over to this format. I think, though, the critical thing is that the OTS format obviously has some technology that makes some very clever decisions about when to start the next song. Now, you may have tried the Winamp crossfading plugins that are out there, for instance. These are the plugins that make an attempt to blend really nicely between songs. But what those plugins are really doing is making a best guess as to when to start the next song, and often it gets them wrong. Often you find that a song that ends what we call cold, in other words, it doesn't fade out, it just stops, gets crashed by another song. None of that ever happens in Otsjuke, because it is using a formula that takes a look at each song's dynamics. It's not saying, I'm going to start this song 5 seconds before the end of the last one or anything like that. It is saying, I'm going to start the next song based on a whole lot of factors such as volume and the beat of the song and all sorts of really intelligent stuff like that. And we'll obviously give you a demo of how this works. So while it is a bit of a mission to convert all of your MP3 files to this format, if you want what this program offers, then you'll probably want to do it. Let me, without any further ado, give you a demo and show you how this program works. I'm at the computer now, using JFW version 3.7 today, and I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Start menu.
Window. And we'll go to Programs.
Accessible Games submenu.
And we'll go to Otstuke with O.
Otstuke.
And press Enter to get into the Otstuke program group. The first item you'll hear is one that I've made myself.
Otstuke. MBSFM.
That's MBSFM, which is my local radio station, which is currently going through a bit of a facelift here as we introduce new transmitting equipment and things. But the interesting thing about Otstuke is that there are a whole lot of command line parameters that you can employ to automate a whole lot of the functions that you need to do at setup. I won't actually choose the MBSFM item because that does automate a lot of it, and I want to show you how this works. So let me just go up arrow.
Surf Ots files. Release notes. Otstuke player. Otstuke DJ.
Otstuke DJ is the one that we want. This is the main engine of the Otstuke system, and I'm going to press Enter to launch it and stand by for a warning, which most people using screen readers are likely to hear.
Leaving menus. Start button. Otstuke DJ dialog. It is highly recommended that you set your display mode to at least 800x600 high color before proceeding. Run Otstuke DJ now anyway. No button.
Well, I don't know what sort of graphics is going on there, but it doesn't seem to upset it if I leave it the way it is. So I'm going to hit yes to run Otstuke now anyway.
Otstuke DJ license to Jonathan Mosen for use on one workstation.
And you heard the little Otstuke jingle underneath the DeckTalk XS32 telling us that we're in Otstuke, license to me. Yep, I've even bought
menu
this.
Added.
And we have a menu bar across the top of the screen, a fairly standard menu bar. We'll explore it.
Menu bar, file, edit, transport, options, help.
And we will go through some of those menus a little later. The first thing we need to do is go to the file menu, because Otstuke needs to import all of the information about the OTS files that I have on my system into its database. Now remember that this can be automated, and under the setup I have, it does all this automatically anyway. I'm going to go to the file menu.
Menu active. File. Workspace. Import files to database dot dot dot.
That's what we want to do. We want to import files to database.
Leaving menus. Import OTS files dialog. Choose folder dot 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 button.
And we are going to choose a folder. We could also
choose files dot 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 button. Recurse subfolders checkbox checked. Choose folder.
So we can choose individual files to import if we don't want to import all of the files that we have. I'm pushing enter over choose folder.
Browse for folder dialog. Select a folder containing OTS files. Select a folder
And I'm in an edit box now, and I'm just going to type C:\OTS, which is where my OTS files are, and hit enter. Now, it's going to go into hyperspace mode shortly and start importing these files. I think in that particular directory there are around about 1900 odd. I do have a few separate files in another directory, but we've got about 1900 in this one. And you may be able to, you probably can't, but the hard disk is now very busily going, and we can check the status line.
Cancel button.
Well, we have to move root jaws to PC and move up.
691 of 1919 files, total 600.
Okay, so it's already done just over 700 files as I speak of these 1900. So it's a reasonably fast process. The machine that I'm using for this demonstration is a Pentium 3 450, which is one of the machines that we have in the studio here that I have. And I've dedicated this machine to the MBS FM radio station. So the process is just going on now as it imports it. And what we'll do then is generate a playlist, and we can show you exactly how the generate features work. They're not quite as advanced as
DJ license to John
I'd like, but they're getting
there. On one workstation.
And there we go. It has imported its 1900 files already into its database. And now we're going to go to generate a playlist. To do that, we go to the options menu with Alt-O.
Menu active.
Push G for generate.
Generate playlist dot dot dot.
And hit enter.
Leaving menus.
Now let's explore some of the fields that we have here.
Generate button.
Okay, we're on the generate button now, but we'll just explore this first.
Advanced dot 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 button.
The advanced controls aren't enabled at this version.
Action replace existing playlist radio button checked.
1 of 3.
So we can replace an existing playlist or add to it. We're going to just leave it the way it is because we don't have a playlist in here right now.
Number of items limit to radio button checked.
2 of 2.
Now, we can have unlimited number of items. In other words, it will go away and import all the files it can into a playlist. Or, for reasons of speed, we can limit the number of items that it imports into the playlist, and the default is in the next box.
Number of items added. 150.
So I'm just tabbing through here, and as you can hear, it's very speech-friendly.
Item separation rules. Items by the same artist should not appear within edit. 40.
Now, this is a nice feature. You can set up some item separation rules here. That means that if you've got a lot of music by the same artist, and you don't want to hear too much of that artist in a row, well, you can say, I don't want to hear the same artist within 40 songs. And that's what the default is.
Item separation rule 0 will disable edit. 40.
Now, the next one, it doesn't speak too well, but it's also talking about titles. So if you've got 556,000 versions of Yesterday, which is actually highly possible, then you can also ensure that that you don't hear too many versions of Yesterday in a row. I mean, yeah, beautiful song though it is.
Cancel button. Generate button.
So, we've done that. Now let's hit the generate button. Now it's just generating its playlist, and it's done that. But I will say that one criticism I have of it, and it's going to be fixed, I understand, you can't really generate a playlist based on what we in radio call a format clock. In other words, you can't divide your music into different categories, whether it be by year, let's say 60s, 70s, 80s, etc., or by genre of some kind. You know, love songs, slow songs, fast songs, whatever, rock and roll songs. You can't do that yet. I believe that's in the works, and it's really important if it's going to be a serious contender in the radio station market. Now, before we get going with this demonstration, let's actually hear what it sounds like, although of course we're transmitting in pretty low quality mono, so you won't be able to appreciate the true quality of it. Let me just take a look at a couple of other things. The first is that you can have station IDs pre-programmed into your playlist at a specified number of tracks. To do that, we go into the options menu.
Menu active.
And push S.
Station ID scheduling dot dot dot.
And we'll go into that dialog by pressing enter for the station ID scheduling dialog.
Leaving menus. Station ID scheduling dialog. IDs currently imported 38.
Okay, I've got 38 IDs in here.
Apply button.
It's a very simple process to import IDs. All you do is create a subfolder off the folder that contains your Otsduke files with the string underline IDs in it. And any files you put in there are considered to be station IDs.
Off radio button checked.
Now, currently this is set to off. I'm going to turn it on by pushing down arrow to select the other radio button.
On radio button checked.
So now the station ID functionality is enabled.
Insert ID every combo box. 2.
Now, at this point, it's pre-programmed to insert an ID after every 2 songs. I might just change that to 3.
3.
Just by down arrowing. How far can we go? I think we can go up to 5.
4. 5.
Yeah, we can. We'll just take it back to 3.
4. 3.
That means we're going to have a station break every 3 songs, and we'll show you how that works in a minute.
Next ID after edit spin box. 1.
And the next ID is going to be after the first song.
Cancel button. Apply button.
And that's all there is to it. We just hit the space bar over the apply button.
Obscure.
And the ID feature is turned on. We also have a very nice graphics equalizer that we can set up in here by going to the options menu.
Menu.
G.
Generate playlist dot dot dot.
And then G again.
Graphic equalizer dot dot dot.
And this is like the old graphic equalizer in Winamp version 1, if anyone still remembers that. You can just tab between the controls.
Left channel add button. Up down slider. 75%. Up down slider. 75%.
And we've got obviously some bass boost turned on because I'm just tabbing through the controls.
Up down slider. 58%. Up down slider. 50%.
Okay, so we're just tabbing through these graphic equalizer controls. We can use our up and down arrow keys, our page up and page down keys to adjust them. Now, I'm just quickly tabbing through this rather large graphic equalizer.
Left, right button. Left, right button. Flat button.
Now I'm going to hit the flat button right now. That sets everything to 50%. There is also
bass boost button.
A bass boost button.
Close button.
I would like to see them introduce a function to boost the highs as well, which they don't have here, but that's just a case of them introducing a few more presets. The other thing that I want to talk about before we actually take this for a spin is the, well, I don't know how to describe it, except that it's just out of this world. The dynamics processing in this program has to be heard to be believed, and you won't really be able to appreciate it on a stream like this. You'll have to download the demo and try it. Let me explain what a dynamics processor is as best I can. You often find that CDs are recorded at different levels. And so it's necessary sometimes for you to run around turning up and down the volume. Sometimes if you're ripping music electronically, in other words, making a digital copy from your CD to your MP3 files, you can go through a process called normalization, which seeks to even out those levels. But then you can still get quiet passages in a song. Now if you're sitting around listening seriously to a piece of music, in other words, you're sitting in a comfy chair between two lovely big speakers and you're seriously listening, you will want that dynamic range. In a radio station environment where you might be listened to in a shop, or perhaps you're in an environment where you're in an office and you want a constant level of background music, you don't want, for example, customers not to be able to be heard because all of a sudden the music gets loud. You want a dynamic processor to kind of give it a punchy sound to make the levels even. Well, the dynamic processor in this thing is just amazing, and we'll just do Alt-O.
Menu active.
And then D.
Leaving menus. Dynamics processor dialog. Output attack release scope attack release threat ratio threat.
There is all sorts of complicated stuff in here, but there are also really, really nice presets.
AV radio button, 42
radio,
radio, office button.
There's one called office.
Party button. DJ
party,
button.
DJ.
Lounge button.
Lounge.
Up down slider.
And there's also one called radio, I think.
Off, radio button.
Yeah, that's a bit confusing for screen readers because it says radio button. It's not actually a radio button, it's just a regular button that's called radio. And that gives you quite aggressive kind of rock sounding compression. I'm going to put it on to office.
Office.
Just by hitting the space bar and
40,
just go close to the button. Close button there, and we've now set it up to office. Before I tell you any more about the features of this program, I'm going to take it for a spin for you. The auto DJ option is turned on by default. That means that the mixes are going to be done automatically. You can turn that off, and I'll talk about that in a minute. What we have is a virtual studio on the screen. We've got two decks. They're called Deck A and Deck B. You can visualize them or conceptualize them as tape decks. They might be CD decks. It could be any kind of deck you like. And you have two of them on the screen, both of which are controllable through function keys. They've done a reasonable job with keyboard support here. Because we have a playlist loaded, we do have material queued up on these decks. I'm going to go to the transport menu with Alt-T.
Menu active. Transport.
And hit enter to start playing.
Leaving menu.
And you may have been able to hear that as soon as I hit enter, we got action. The responsiveness of this program is really pretty impressive, even on a Pentium 200 MMX. Take it away, Paul! Oh yeah. Now, through the headphones here, I'm getting some really nice compression. Really good sound. Now, to advance to the next track, which I expect will be a jingle, it may be, we can do Alt-T to go back to the transport menu, and we'll just hit the N key for next.
Leaving.
Just the good stuff, MBSFM, just good stuff.
Just leave it to me.
Okay. And if you're wondering why we got two Paul McCartney songs in a row, that's because one was Wings and one was Paul McCartney, so you do have to be careful about that sort of thing. Let me just stop that. I can fade it out if I want. The function key arrangement is quite simple. you've got F1 through F4 controlling deck A, and F5 through F8 controlling deck B. F1 for deck A and F4 for deck B is the stop button. If you push it once, it stops and remembers its place. See? And if you push it a second time, it will reset to the beginning of the track, so that when I hit the play key, and I'll get the mic close to the keyboard so you can hear the responsiveness of this. If I just tap the F2 key, which is play, you'll hear how quick it is.
Just leave it to me.
Okay? Really responsive, and you need that in a proper DJ environment. So F1 is stop and reset. F2 is play. F3 and 4, well, that's really interesting. Let me just start playing again, and I'll tap the F4 key a few times.
Just leave it to me.
I'm still hitting F4 here. Okay. Now, what it's doing is it's speeding up the pitch without speeding up the speed. Now, I'm going to go down with F3. Hitting it pretty rapidly. Well, I think it is actually speeding up the speed. It's like a turntable. So it's like a... Yeah, okay, we don't want to go much slower, do we? Poor old Paul. I mean, I know he's getting on, but... I'll just get us back to roughly the right pitch. Okay, that should do it nicely. So, in other words, F3 and F4 for deck A and F7 and F8 for deck B will adjust the speed and the pitch much like a turntable, really. I guess that's the best way of describing it. Now, if I hit Shift and the function key 4 or 1, depending on the deck, it fades out the song and takes us to the next track, which is now playing on deck A. And it's Cool and the Gang. Now, what I'm going to do at this point... Yeah, good on you, Cool and the Gang, yeah. What I'm going to do at this point is let this song play and come back at the end of it so you can hear how the transition between tracks is handled. There you go. So that's a nice little transition there. Now, what happens if you want to search for a particular song or add a particular song in a particular order? Well, the way around that is to go into, and I'm just going to stop this because I should say that what I would normally do is I would use a hardware speech synthesizer for this so that I'm not trying to hear speech over the software speech at the same time as listening to the music on the same sound card. Now, for those people who don't have access to a hardware speech synthesizer but do have a multi-channel sound card, the Sound Blaster Live, among other cards, support 4 channels of audio. In other words, you can have 2 sets of stereo, and my understanding is that very shortly, Otstuke is going to support using 2 of those channels for queuing and 2 of them for actual on-air stuff. So if you have something connected, you may well be able to separate those things out. So you can have the software speech coming over the queue channels and the on-air stuff coming over the on-air channels, which would be very nice. Let's go into Alt-E for Edit.
Menu active.
And S for Search.
Leaving menus. Search for item S dialog.
Now, this is a very cool feature. We have just over 1,900 songs programmed in here at the moment. Let's say that I want to hear, let's see, something by the Eagles, right? So I can just type in E-A-G-L-E-S, press the tab key.
Search button, list 1, list view. Not selected the Eagles after the thrill is the Eagles.
There you go. We've got the list of Eagles songs. Very quick.
The Eagles after the thrill is the Eagles Desperado.
Okay, that's a good song. So we will pick the Eagles Desperado. And let's just tab and see what options we have.
Copy the playlist as next radio button checked.
1 of 5.
That's the default. Copy to playlist as next. So how would you use this? Well, let's say that you were at a party, either as a DJ or you were throwing a party and you were using this equipment to do the party music with. Or maybe you were broadcasting, and we will talk about the way you can use Shoutcast with this shortly. And somebody says to you, hey, can you play such and such a song? Well, sure. As long as you know it's on your database, you type in a few characters of the song name or the artist, it will come up in a list. You just choose the default, which is add to playlist as next. And as soon as the song that you're currently playing is finished, then this one will be prioritized up the playlist and it will begin playing. And the mixing will, of course, be perfect.
Copy the work area and radio button checked.
Now, to be honest, I don't understand yet what that does.
Copy the clipboard radio button checked. Copy the deck radio button checked. Copy the deck re-radio button checked.
So for some reason it's important to you which deck the song appears on. You can choose to copy it to either deck A or deck B.
Copy the deck re-radio. Copy the playlist as next.
But copy the playlist as next is what we want.
Search after keystroke checkbox checked.
This is a cool feature. If you have this checked, the search after keystroke, you don't even have to press the search button. As soon as you type in a few keys, the search is narrowed down to what you're typing.
First matching 100 only checkbox checked.
Well, that's fair enough.
Keep open after copy checkbox not checked. Copy button.
And we'll just hit copy.
Artstube.
And now what you'll find is if we hit play again.
Menu active. Leaving menus.
Now it's playing what sounds like a Barbra Streisand track. Which is fine because that's the current track, right? But now if we do an Alt T for the transport menu and hit next, let's see if we get our Desperado.
Leaving menu.
The MBS music mix includes all the good stuff from the 60s. Now that's okay because remember we've got station IDs programmed here. This is something I put together in SoundForge, by the way. Now this is coming to an end shortly, and it's got a very cold ending, so you'll be able to hear how it goes into the next track.
Not all music that came out of the 60s was good, and not all good music comes from the 60s, and that's why when we do play 60s music, it's just the good stuff, because that's the MBS Music Guarantee.
You're the MBS
Affair.
And there we go, there's our Desperado, coming in nice and cold at the end of that station promo. And then, if we just do an Alt-T for the Tools menu and in for next, it'll gently blend us into the next programmed track, our regularly scheduled program. There we go. There you go. Good bit of country music there. Before we move off to other things to show you what this can do, I want to show you how it handles songs with a cold ending, which we haven't done yet. So to do that, I'm going to go back into my search menu.
Leaving menu.
And I'm going to type When I Die, because that's by Blood, Sweat and Tears, and it's got a very cold ending.
Search list one list view.
There's such a thing.
Not selected, Blood, Sweat and Tears and ...
There we go. So that's the one we want. I'm going to hit Alt-C, which will copy it to the next song in the playlist and close the dialogue. Well, Alt-C doesn't work, so I'm going to have to tab to it.
Keep up, copy button.
There we go.
Artstube.
And it's done it now. So let's go back to our playlist now.
I came down from Caboolture.
Oh, yes, it's...
For a do at the Broncos.
Remember John Williamson from Australia.
Leaving.
You won't get lost, mate.
Here we go. Very nice. And here we are with Blood, Sweat and Tears and When I Die. A good bit of tooting on there, you know. And I will just move us along to the end here, and you can hear how it ends and goes into the next track with absolute precision. Okay, and there it is. Now, that song, by the way, has a blemish at the beginning of the MP3 file. There you go, it's not its fault. Normally it would come on nice and cleanly. It was just that MP3 file has obviously got a bit of an issue with it. So, As you can hear, it really does a nice job of the transition between tracks. But there is more. One of the most remarkable things about this program is that you can put a regular audio CD into any supported drive, and it seems to support most modern drives. I won't demonstrate this because it's pretty much a repeat of what I've shown you, but the amazing thing is that once you have your CD in there, then you can do exactly what we've done now with the CD. So what I'm saying is that as you're playing one track, you can start to play another one and fade a track out. You can have, for example, a disc in the drive and go from one track to the other without a gap. You can do all of the mixing with more than one track playing at a time from a CD. It is a really amazing feature. Now, there are some output options that I should mention here. You can output the mix that you're listening to as a WAV file, including a 44 kilohertz stereo WAV file, which is CD quality. You have a couple of options. You can have Otstuke separate the WAV file so that as it goes into the next track, you have a WAV file for each track. Now, the advantage of that is that if you burn the mix to a CD, if you have a CD burner, and as long as you use the disk at once method, you will get the exact seamless mix of the kind that we've just been listening to, but the skip forward and skip back track buttons will work on your CD player. So that is a really, and I've tried this and it works brilliantly. You can make a 74 minute mix of your favorite music. It's non-stop, but the skip forward and skip back buttons work on your CD player. So the output functions are really nice. That you might find other uses to for outputting it to a WAV file as well. It also, for those of you who are involved in internet broadcasting, directly supports the Winamp Shoutcast plugin. You have to copy it into a specific folder in the Otstuke system, and you do need to hunt around with your mouse keys, but it's definitely usable. I have made a number of Shoutcast tests with the Otstuke system, and you are able to send out the exact same quality mix. In other words, it's not going through your sound card, it's going straight from the Otstuke system out the pipe to the internet. And you can actually turn the sound card off if you want. So if your computer is powerful enough, you can be sending out a mix through Otstuke to the internet while using your sound card for other things like clearing your email and things without actually hearing the mix. And all of those blends that you hear between tracks go out to the net, so it's not like the Winamp situation where if you shoutcast, all of the crossfading effects don't get heard by your shoutcast listeners. And because of all of the audio compression features in Otstuke, an Otstuke station is definitely distinguishable from others, unless of course they're using a Winamp compressor like Audio Stocker, and it just sounds tremendous. One of the downsides is that you can't yet talk through Otstuke's compression systems. There's not a microphone or a line in control from within Otstuke. They are apparently going to remedy this in the next version or two. Scratch mixing in Otstuke is also supported, if you're really into that nightclub DJ stuff. I haven't tried to use it, and I'm not clear. There is some keyboard support for it, but I'm not clear whether the whole scratch mixing process is accomplishable from the keyboard or not. So if you need that functionality, you may have some problems there, but I can't be sure. All in all, they've done a fine job with the keyboard commands. The engineering, I mean the software engineering in this program is really remarkable. And I say that because one of the problems that you have with most of these sorts of players is a feature called latency. If you go in, for example, to the Winamp graphic equalizer or the Real Player graphic equalizer, and you make adjustments, you'll find that it takes a good couple of seconds before the change that you've made actually reflects in the sound that you hear. And that can make adjusting sound really difficult. It's not the same kind of instantaneous response that you receive when you're sitting in front of a studio desk or a mixer console and you're adjusting sliders on a graphic equalizer. Well, with Otstuke, it is. When you make changes to the compressor, when you push a button to stop playing, when you fool around with a graphics equalizer, the moment you push a key, the effect is heard. And I don't know how on earth they've done this, but it even works like that on a Pentium 200, which is the slowest machine I've tried it on. It still is instantaneous. There is a lot more planned for Otsduke, and they have a special on at the moment. You will have to check the website at www.otsduke.com for prices. They have two versions out right now. They have a boombox version, which is the cheapest, and the full DJ version. Scratch mixing, as I understand it, isn't available in the boombox version, and I'm not sure whether some of the pitch adjustment features and possibly some of the playlist control may not be available. I'm not sure. But whichever version you buy, the boombox or the DJ version, you'll still get all this amazing mixing, the automatic mixing that goes on. And you can override it, of course, as you can turn auto DJ off, and as one song fades out, you can hit the key on deck B to start the next track and everything like that. So, but why would you really? I just can't believe how accurate this thing gets the mixing. As you can tell, I'm a convert. It is a major bother, to put it politely, to have to convert your MP3 files to the OTS format, and I wish you didn't have to do it. But if that's the price that one pays for this extraordinary mixing, then obviously it's a personal choice thing, and I've decided to pay that price. Whenever I rip from my own CDs to MP3, I back the MP3 files up onto CD-ROM, because I'm not going to be stuck with a proprietary format. So I always keep the MP3 files as backups, but on my hard disk, I convert them to the OTS format now, and enjoy what I've been searching for, I guess, the 4 years or so that I've been using MP3 technology, which is the perfect mixing tool. This thing gets a 10 out of 10. Given that it's a product under development, and they say that it is, there are a couple of features I want to see in there, but so far they have lived up to the promises of features they say they're going to put in there and that they are coming now. So on that basis, I can't find fault with this program. It's one of those finds that you just don't get very often, where you're just totally blown away with the program. The website again, www.otsduke.com. It's www.otsjuke.com.